everybody, and welcome to the Katie Weaver Show. This is Katie. I'm your host. I'm so happy to be here. First looks at this hair. Okay. You'd think after all these years, I'd be used to looking at myself, but here we are. I want to welcome you guys to the show. I want to tell you that if you're listening live, it is the 25th of November at about 11 a.m. Pacific time. If you're listening to an archive or a replay, I also want to welcome you. I want to let you know you can find us over in the chat room by heading over to 12radio.com. Click on the chat button and you'll be redirected into the Facebook chat. I also want to let you know that if you would like to connect via live stream, you can do that by heading over to YouTube or Facebook. Just look for Katie Weaver, Domestic Mystic, and you'll find me there on the live. So I would love to connect with you either way. I want you to know that I do have eyes on all of the chats. So if you're in the 12 Radio chat room, or if you're just commenting on the live stream on Facebook or YouTube, my tech has it all coming to me. So I should see your comment and be able to interact with you. So that's a mouthful. That's all the big stuff. Oh, gosh, you guys. Happy Thanksgiving week. If you celebrate. I know you're not all here in the States, and some of you have already had Thanksgiving if you're Canadian, but happy Thanksgiving nonetheless from all of us to you guys. I had quite the weekend. So Christy is turning 50 on Saturday, so Rhonda thought it might be a fun idea to surprise her a week before her birthday, because we thought maybe she'd be less dialed into that, and boy was she. We had made plans to leave on Saturday morning and drive to Jackson Hole, Wyoming, which is a touristy, resorty town not too far from us that's fun to go hang out in and do some of the things we like to do there, but totally surprise her. So at 9 a.m. Saturday morning, I got Kara on a conference call, and we called Christy, and I said, "What are you doing?" And she said, "Just laying in bed." And I'm like, "Well, get up. We're picking you up in an hour. You've got to get packed. Let's go." I said, "I can't believe you're still in bed." And she was like, "What? What? I need a bag." I'm like, "Well, yeah, dress warm and pack an overnight bag." I was like, "Seriously, you got to get up and get moving. You have no more time to lay in bed." And then Kara helped bully her a little bit too. But Kara's not a bully, you know. So we pushed her around a little bit. She got up and got ready. Rhonda admitted to her that this was the surprise. Anyway, so we went to a little town called Driggs, Idaho. Driggs, where I was born. At the base of the Tetons. There's a distillery there that we wanted to visit. Very cool. The Teton Distillery. They do vodka and whiskey. Their claim to fame is huckleberry vodka that's actually made from real huckleberries, which is a miracle. Because a lot of places sell huckleberry things that have absolutely no huckleberry in them. These guys sure do. But anyway, they do tastings. So we went and did a tasting with them that was very fun. I bought a jar of drunken huckleberries. And they're a delight. You got to be careful and stay out of those. But... And then we had lunch in Driggs. We drove on into Jackson and shopped all afternoon. Walked my poor little legs right off. But it was okay. I did okay. I managed to do all the walking that we wanted to do. So Scott was getting really concerned because we'd gone a long ways. But I did it. I did okay. Slowly, but I did it. Anyway, Yeah, there's another little liquor store there that does, they're called Spirit and Spice, and they do a lot of different kinds of, they're not a distillery, but they sell a lot of different kinds of alcohol, and then they have a lot of different kinds of flavored vinegars and oils and every herb and spice you can think of, and you can sample anything to decide if you want it or not, which is pretty cool. And anyway, we tasted some amazing things there and bought a few more things, and it was fun. And then we had dinner at one of Christie's favorite restaurants, a place called the Calico. That is, it's an Italian restaurant, but it's one of those restaurants that has a very limited menu that's always rotating. depending on what's in season and what they have and, what they're feeling like cooking. And restaurants that do that, like their food is typically just really good because they only do a few things and they do them well. So, yeah, we ate very well. And then we came home on Sunday. But it was super fun. It was a great way to celebrate Christie's 50 and just get out of town for a minute and go to Jackson, which is always a good time. It's a very cool place. It's kind of a it's a toughie in that it's not tough, but you see a lot of tourists that come to Yellowstone, Jackson, that have probably never donned like a cowboy hat in their lives, but they're touristing. So, and a lot of really wealthy people go to Jackson. It's one of those kinds of towns. And so you see all these people that are in clearly brand new cowboy boots and hats that they probably bought here in town. The women always, this is what cracks me up, the women. They always have the long, long hair and the cowboy hat and the long skirt and the boots, and they are living out their very best Beth dreams, right? This is just an episode of Yellowstone playing out for them. Anyway, it just makes me laugh. But right, Housewives of Beverly Hills visiting Jackson Hole. Exactly that. Yeah, exactly that. And what they paid for those hats and boots is just astronomical, and it just doesn't matter. But anyway, playing out their best Beth Dutton dreams and marching around town looking like a cowgirl. It just makes me laugh. No shade to them, really. It's just we've seen that for a long time. But now they're all Beth. It used to be they were all, it was different, but now everyone is Beth. I don't think these girls probably can drink like Beth or throw a right hook like Beth, but it's okay. I mean, if by the end of the day they don't have a black eye, they're not Beth. If they haven't actually, dumped a pitcher of beer over somebody's head in the $1 million cowboy bar or gotten in a straight out brawl with somebody, couldn't be. Couldn't be Beth. Anyway, so that was my weekend. Mars is home already. She came home yesterday for Thanksgiving. She'll be home for a week. And Micah and Matt will be here tomorrow. So that's super nice. I'm taking full advantage of Mars being here to have her help Scott do some things I can't do, like getting rid of some furniture and bringing some new stuff in and just heavy lifting things that this old lady's not up to, but it's good to have her here. So we're doing Thanksgiving at Kara's house, per always. And then our annual cookie day is on Saturday, and that's going to be here at my house. So I'm excited. I'm working on what to make. I'm doing something kind of different this year. I'm going to do gingerbread cakes. I bought these really cute little cake pans that are just like, paper ones that are not very big. So I'm going to bake little individual cakes in them, gingerbread cake, and then I'm going to make nutmeg cream cheese frosting. And I just think it's going to rock the house. So, yeah. And then I'm going to make little tarts out of puff pastry that I'm going to cut in circles and poke down in mini muffin tins and fill them up with different fillings and whipped cream and stuff. Anyway, I think that'll be amazing. A little different route for me for cookie day, but I wanted to do something not crazy hard or time consuming because since we're at my house, I'm going to be helping everybody else and washing the dishes 25 times and those kinds of things. Anyway, I wish you could all come. I really do. Yes. Oh, fun. Lillian said, if you have a great gingerbread cake recipe, let me know. I'm making a cake in a Nordic ware house mold. Cute. I don't. I'm winging it. I gotta find something. I also decided to just go to US Foods. Do you guys have US Foods? I call it the fancy meat store, but they're like a restaurant supply store that the public can shop in. And they have the tubes of stuff that you'd fill like donuts with and stuff like that, of fruit. And then they have the frozen whipped cream tubes that are similar to that. I'm going to just go buy those to fill my tarts rather than make things. That to me, I think, would be so much easier than anything else. I mean, that's literally just squeezing your stuff in and calling it a day. And they are delicious. I bought them last year for the trifle bar. I did a trifle dessert bar on Christmas Eve because we always host Christmas Eve. And it was wildly popular. And those were really popular. I'm going to do it again this year and I'm just going to buy those again. But that's when I discovered those and how easy they are. And yeah, that's what I'm doing. But you guys don't have US Foods in California, Jane? It's a fairly new store for us, but for Scott, because he likes to smoke meat, that store is his dream come true because you can buy gigantic pieces of meat and just all the cool stuff. Plus, you know, Scott worked in a restaurant when he was in high school. He worked in a restaurant. He started as a disher and then he moved up to a line cook and then he was an assistant manager for a couple of years before he moved on to a better paying job, but and less demanding. Oh my God. There was never a day off. And you could work till two, th you'd be there till 3 o'clock in the morning dishing because your disher didn't show up and then have to be back to open the store at 5:30 in the morning and stuff. It was an intense job, but he has still got, that was 30 years ago, but he still has restaurant in his heart. And so a restaurant supply store, yes, ma'am. Every time we go in there, we have to shop every single aisle. And definitely buy things we don't need, but it's a fun store if you find if you come across one, they're kind of fun to go kick around in. All righty. Well, we may as well get into our topic. I apparently just had a lot to say today. I'm gonna jump over and check the other chat room here quick. Okay. Always worried I'm gonna leave somebody out. Hey, Sherry and Kev. Good to see everybody. All right, so Luminous is a little different bent this week. I'm sure you're hearing a lot of shows about gratitude, and I agree with that entirely. And you know that I talk all the time about gratitude, but I decided today what I really wanted to do was. Well, hell, I don't know. What am I doing? There we go. Hey, Snapple Fairy. Anyway, I decided what I wanted to do today was not focus holiday centered. Look at something else. I was thinking about magical housekeeping. Years ago, I read a book by Tess Whitehurst called Magical Housekeeping that I thought was the most brilliant thing ever. I hate housework. Hate it. Hate it. Partly because it hurts, right? You know, I mean, some of it just hurts my body in general. I don't do our floors at all. Scott does all of our floors because it's just, I can't do it. But trade off, I do other things, you know? I mean, just two adults living in a house together, right? Like, we both have responsibilities. But at any rate, I was thinking about how magical housekeeping helped me to shift my perspective from how much I loathe doing housework to making housework something that was interesting and magical. And that it would probably be great for me to get a reminder. And I thought it might be a good one for you guys too. So that's what we're talking about today is some tips and tricks for cleaning your house the magical way. We're taking care of your house the magical way. So, the Enchanted Home, simple spells for hidden in your daily, or simple spells hidden in your daily chores is what I called it. Partly because I don't know about you guys, but I always feel like I could use a little bit more magic. Always. But if you want, I mean, I'm giving you a little primer, but if you want to really dig deep, go buy Tess's book because it's awesome. All right. Well, you might say that magical housekeeping is age old because everything you do that holds intention could be considered some sort of a spell, right? And if you're loving your house, perhaps that means you're loving the people in it or the beings in it, besides yourself, that could be a spell all in itself. But what if you had more? What if you had more tools that, as you're doing said housework, you're holding some intentions? You are very specifically creating magic in your house. So I'm going to give you some ideas. So the sweep away spell. Now, this is not a new idea at all. But when you sweep, you imagine that you're moving out old energy, moving it out of your life. When you dust, do the same thing. But in this aspect, you're the dust, the stale thoughts, and the remnants of being overwhelmed. Anything that you don't want in this house anymore. Perhaps you've been sick and convalescing, or someone else has, and we're sweeping that out. Perhaps you had a visitor that doesn't leave the good, warm fuzzies in your house when they go, or comment for that matter. Maybe you're sweeping them out, but whatever it is, sweep towards the door to release energy. And you may choose to open your door too. A lot of people do. You don't actually have to sweep your dirt out the door. That can just turn into a nightmare, but just the energy of sweeping towards the door is the point. If you want to gather and transform energy, then sweep away from the door. You're pulling energy in. Simple thought. While mopping, add a few drops of citrus oil, like bergamot or orange or grapefruit, to brighten up the energy in your space. Those are simple things. You can also bless your broom and write your affirmations down the handle of the broom. My mother for years had brooms that she'd written affirmations all the way down the handle in Sharpie. And it was a cool idea. I loved it. I loved her brooms. I had one for a while too, but I also had kids who, you know, the brooms never lasted forever long because they sweep too hard and they bend the broom in half. Or I'm a cheap bitch and I buy cheap brooms. Could be both. As you're sweeping or mopping, just repeat, out with the old, in with the true. Window washing. Last week, I noticed that the windows to my living room, our family room area, were just covered in hard water. Like, bad. I thought, what am I even looking at? I can't even see through these windows. So I told, and I know, our sprinklers do hit them in the summer. And so I was like, ugh. I asked Scott, what do you think will take this off? And he actually had a thing. So he went out and scrubbed the outside of the windows, and I helped wash the inside of the windows, and suddenly they're sparkly clean and you can see beautifully into the front yard, and I can't believe how much that changed my mood and energy in that room. I was in the drudgery for no reason. It was a 15-minute job. I'd even considered hiring somebody to just come do all of the outside windows, and we did that in no time. But cleaning windows has always been for me a great way to get clarity and insight. I have said for a long time, if you have if you feel like you're not getting clarity on anything, go wash a window or a mirror. It's amazing to me how much that energy helps to move what's stuck. So, but if you're just doing it in general for your house, and you also use it to benefit you. So, if you need to see your own life more clearly, clean the windows. You're going to wipe with intentions of clarity and direction. You can, if you want to, use moon-charged or sun-charged water if you make your own cleaning solution. As the glass clears, whisper, I see my path unfolding. And then every time you look at that clean, sparkly, bright window or mirror, that's the intention you hold for yourself. Right? This is easy stuff. And stuff you might already be doing or might consider doing. Blessing the threshold. In a magical home, the doorway is a really important spot. This is the energetic mouth of your home. This is where energy moves in. This is where energy moves out. This is where people approach, and you choose whether or not they're allowed to come in. And depending on where you live, this could be a spot where many people pass by your front door every day. Wipe down your front door weekly, even if it's just a quick, paper towel or wipe down. It doesn't have to be a big full cleaning, but wipe it down weekly. And while you do that, you're just holding some intention there. You can always sprinkle a pinch of salt across the threshold for protection. You can rub a tiny bit of cinnamon on the handle for abundance. I mean, a tiny bit. Don't be going crazy. You don't want to touch that and touch your eyes. So, I mean, a tiny bit. As you clean your door, repeat. And by the way, this would include sweeping, clearing out the cobwebs, anything else that your front stoop or your front door might need. The affirmation is, only what serves my highest good may enter. That's pretty straightforward. Only what serves my highest good may enter. How about laundry? There's like six loads of laundry on my bed waiting for me to get off this show and go fold them. I'm great at washing clothes, and I'm also great at going down to the laundry room and picking through clean clothes to figure out what I'm going to wear today. Not great at folding them and putting them away. Which is fine. Oh dear. You might hear Nellie having a fit because I think Mars just went somewhere. And when Mars is home, if she's not giving Nellie 100% of her attention all the time, then well, this is what happens. So if you hear a basset hound sound like she's, bawling her eyes out, she is. All right, laundry alchemy. Laundry can be a spell for renewal. For one, you could add a sachet to the dryer of lavender or rosemary or any other combo of herbs that you want to add. You can also just put some essential oils on a rag or a sock that you throw into the dryer and get a similar effect. As you clean, as you fold your clean clothes, the affirmation is, may I feel heard, confident, and supported as I wear these. Imagine that. May I feel held, confident, and supported as I wear these. Have you ever considered blessing your clothes before? Interesting thought. See, I should have done that with my clothes before I went to Jackson to get intimidated by the Beth Duttons, right? I actually really, really love that. Really love the idea that you bless your clothes with what you need them to do for you. Okay, a smoke-free space clearing. I've talked to you into infinitum about smudging your house. But not everybody wants to use smoke, and not everyone can use smoke for lots of different reasons. So, make a mist. You can put it in a spray bottle, peppermint, eucalyptus. You could also add some basil or some rosemary. That's up to you to decide. You can shake that well and then mist the corners, the hallways, under the sink. Any place that you feel like is holding energy, the utility room is always one for that. But yes, a room clearing spray is a brilliant way to just do some quick clearing where you need it. The affirmation, and you could write this right on your bottle if you wanted to. This space is bright, open, and mine. Bright, open, and mine. Lillian smudged a few days ago and smelled like a campfire for 2 days. I'll bet you did. Decluttering as release. This is such a good one. Letting go is easier when it becomes a ritual. So when releasing any item, say, "Thank you for your time with me. I release you with peace." It makes it a lot easier to get rid of things you don't want anymore or you don't need anymore and create room for more of the things that you do want. And maybe it's nothing that you want. Maybe you just want more space. Maybe you just want more peace. There is a weight in things, right? All things have a cost. Kev says, "We freshen the front door with coconut water from the outside in. Spritzing with yarrow and sage is also good for protection." Great tips. Yeah. All right. How about dishwashing for emotional harmony? Do you know why I wash the dishes? Because I'm a dishwasher. Our dishwasher sucks, and so I always just hand wash. But I like hand washing. And the reason I like hand washing is because my hands are always cold. I've been known to start up a sink and wash like, five or six dishes, long before the dishes really need to be done, just because my hands are cold. Winter, summer, doesn't matter. My hands are always cold, so I wash dishes to warm my hands up. But what if dishwashing was a quiet grounding practice? Let warm water dissolve worries as you work. Visualize your own internal clutter rinsing away. And if you want to add some crystal therapy, keep a small quartz point near the sink for clarity and calm. Pretty simple. How about plant whispering? Some of you guys have green thumbs, some of you guys do not. But, and I go back and forth. I have some plants that are gonna, they're my ride or dies, they're gonna be with me forever, apparently. And other things I can't keep alive to save me. Christmas cactuses. Everywhere I look, people have these beautiful, gigantic Christmas cactuses that are just putting out these gorgeous blooms this time of year. And I'll tell you what, I don't want to admit how many Christmas cactuses I have killed over the years. I cannot make them live. I don't know why. Weird. But I'll tell you something interesting too. I have a terrarium. That is that this is next to my desk, well, on a shelf near my desk that died a while ago. It's one that I planted and it had these cool green frondy plants in it. And then they just all, like, honestly, they looked like they dissolved into goo. The jar itself kind of had goo on it. And I went, well, shit, I don't know what I did wrong, or maybe I got a bacteria in there. But I've not dumped it and cleaned it out because it still had green looking stuff inside of it. So I thought, until that stuff's gone, maybe I just take a chance. I looked in that jar today and discovered that there are two big thriving plants going. When did that happen? I don't know. I swear to God they popped up overnight. I'm sure they didn't. But I was shocked to see these plants in there doing well. So, the terrarium lives. Kev can't do Christmas cactus either, but aloe do really well. Same. Same. We have always have a big aloe that does great, but yeah, Christmas cactus, absolutely not. Ugh. I also, my aunt has this huge desert cactus that she took off of my mom's patio or my mom's deck when my mom died. And it was a cactus that she had dug, my mom dug. Out on the desert, not far from us. And there are these beautiful desert cactuses that bloom once a year for a day or two, and then they're done, and that's it. And the rest of the time, you just kind of have this inert cactus. But they do, I mean, hers had gotten quite big under her care, and now Sue's had it for quite some time, and hers has gotten really big. And twice now, she has given me a start from that cactus, and twice now, I have killed it. I either water it too much or not enough, and I can't seem to find a common ground on it. But anyway, I'll stop whining about plant problems. As you water your plants, ask them to help stabilize and uplift your home. Happy plants really are good allies in your house and your life. If plants are tough, as long as you don't have cats, get a peace lily. They can be toxic for cats. So if you do have one with cats, you just need to make sure that they're not in a place where they can be chewing on it. But peace lilies are, or just don't have one, maybe if it's a worry. But otherwise, I love peace lilies because they are so emotional. They will tell you exactly what they need. When they start to get thirsty, they will just start weeping. You'll see it drooping down, and you're like, oh my God, okay. You give them a good drink, and by tomorrow, they are just all fluffed up, happy again. They are just amazing for letting you know what they need. So if you think you're going to kill everything, or you just haven't been able to keep anything alive, peace lilies are usually easier to keep going for that reason. Because if they're thirsty, before they just go ahead and die on you, they'll let you know. You can also, if you have a singing bowl, I have in the past I'd taken a singing bowl and put water in it and sung the water good before I fed it to sick plants and made plants way happier that way. I also have been known to just sing a singing bowl all the way through all of my plants just to clear away anything, give them a boost, show them some love. And that works pretty beautifully as well. Okay, sound clearing. I know, I talk about having drums, having singing bowls, stuff like that. Not everybody has those tools. But what could you do for sound clearing while you clean? Well, you can tap the broom handle lightly on the floor. That vibration helps to break up energy. You can let your pans ring softly together while you're washing the dishes. You can hum or sing while you tidy. Obviously, you can play music, and that makes a difference too. But sound naturally breaks up stagnant energy. So having some kind of sound going is a really good way to help break up stuck energy and also set the stage for something better. A lot of times after a big space clearing, I'll tell people to watch movies that you love, listen to music that you love, really fill the space up with the kind of vibrations that make you feel good. And that applies to this topic as well. The nightly hearth reset. Most of you probably do this. Right before you go to bed, you take a little march around the house, see if there's anything else that you need to think about. Make sure that the oven's turned off 6 or 12 times. Make sure the doors are locked. Close the blinds if that's something you do. Like you have a night routine, right? Before you get in your bed at night, there's a handful of things that you probably always do. What if you use that as an opportunity to reset your hearth, your home? You turn off the lights with intention. You fluff pillows and straighten up blankets. Maybe you light a candle or you turn on a wax warmer or even a night light or a lamp and say, "My home is safe. My home is blessed. My home rests as I rest." I love that. I love seeing that process of putting your house to bed as some kind of a energetic exchange or a blessing for your home. There's so many other things you could do as well, and I'd be curious to know what you guys do. Kev shared a little with me here, and I know Lillian, cleared as well, but I'd love to hear what you guys do to bless your homes. But lots of good ideas there, and you again, those are just ideas. So use them if you want, or use them as a jumping off point for very specific things for your home. If you have kids, you might do things a little differently. Maybe you'll do a nightly blessing for their bedrooms, or a million other things. No, you're just fine. All of Nellie's howling has got Luca upset. He's in here with me. These dogs are emotional, you guys. They are so emotional. Okay. Moving on, though, Kelly, her article and her podcast this week is about the Radium Girls, the glow that exposed a lie. I did not know this happened. This is a really interesting and enraging story about back in 1917 when the United States Radium Corporation decided to, well, give radium poisoning to a whole bunch of young women and lie about it. And this article is about what happened to them and what they did about it. Really interesting stuff. And thank you, Kelly. I always learn so much for your from your podcast or from your blog posts. All right, my tip this week is the freezing spell. Have you had this before? Yes. Is it a good reminder? Also, yes. If there's someone in your world that you need to ice out, but needs not be, or is definitely stuck in your world, but you would like to shut their energy down from you, this is for you. So, to remove somebody from your space, or take the heat out of a situation if that's what you need to do. Take their picture or write their name if you don't have a picture of them. Put it in a little sandwich bag with a little bit of water and just stuff it in the back of the freezer. If you want to say an incantation with it or an intention, it is, I freeze your influence and energy over me and my life. This is one of my absolute favorite ways to shut somebody out that needs to be out. There's a lot of worry in the New Agey world or in the metaphysical world about karmic blowback, right? We don't want to muff up our karma by being mean to somebody. Of course we don't. I get that entirely. However, you also matter, and what you need also matters. And so sometimes we need to find a way to shift somebody away from you in a way that works. And again, sometimes this is people that you can't just remove from your life. Maybe this is a coworker or a boss or a neighbor or a mother-in-law or a roommate or, somebody that is well in your life, but you need their influence, their energy to quit wrapping around you so tightly. Then again, maybe it is somebody you're fully removing from your life and you just want a little bit more assistance in getting their energy the hell away from yours. I like the freezing spell because you're not being an asshole. It's just about you. Yep, Sherry said someone you work for 40 hours a week. Right. This is just about you. I freeze your influence and energy over me and my life. We're not wishing ill on everybody or anybody, right? We're not doing something terrible. We're just saying, I don't like the energy that you bring to my life, and I'm going to freeze it and remove it because it's not good for me. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing at all. Okay, Christy's energy exercise this week is gratitude. Very on brand for Thanksgiving week. lots of crime over at True Crime Squad, obviously. Last Thursday was the Transgender Day of Remembrance. And so we talked quite a bit about transgender crime. If you don't know this already, transgender people here in the United States are always considered a vulnerable population of people that typically are more prone to experiencing violence. Unfortunately, currently, with all of the fear that's been whipped up about transgender people, that has gone up exponentially. And the numbers that we at least know of violence against trans people this year are astonishing. If you know anybody that's trans, Please show them some kindness and support. It's not that hard to be nice. It's not that hard to be decent. But the amount of violence we're seeing against trans people is absolutely terrifying. And it just makes me sick and breaks my heart. So, just putting that out there, it's not that hard to be decent. Lots of meditations over at Planet Meditation. And that's it for Luminous this week. So, hopefully, you found some gems in there that are helpful to you. Can you guys hear Nellie, or is it just me? Maybe you can't. She's on the other side of the house, but she's killing me. I'm not sure if you can hear what's going on out here or not. But apparently, she's going to cry at the window clear until Mars comes home. So, okay then. Oh, she's a wild thing. Just jumping in the other chat room here quick. Okay. And for once, I feel like I have a little bit of time for. A few readings before we go. I do have to be out a little bit early this week, but I have a few more minutes. So, if there's something I can do for you, some energy work or a reading or something you want me to look into, this would be the time to put that up in the chat room. And I'll do what I can for you. What are you guys making for Thanksgiving? Do you do the whole meal or do you go to someone else's house? You split it up? I'm on the same assignment every year, mostly because I take it. Do you have certain things that you just like the way you make them better? Or that's not really the case for me on these things. It's just how it works. Matea really likes to do the charcuterie. So she always takes care of that. I'm going to help this year with, I'm going to make a baked brie. I bought a huge box of puff pastry at US Foods because I wanted to use, well, actually, because I wanted to make some apple stuff while our apple trees were on. But I didn't because the pigs ate them all. I'm blaming them. And because I didn't get it done. But no matter. I'm gonna, anyway, use the puff pastry to make a baked brie. And I'm going to use a few of my cranberries. I'm in charge of the cranberries always because I make them just like my mom did. But the I'm going to use a few of the cranberries and cook them into a little compote just with some sugar and some cinnamon and some vanilla and just make a little, fruity thing. I'm going to put that on top of my brie and then wrap it in the puff pastry. And I think that'll be amazing. But I'm doing that. We're doing something different with the deviled eggs too that will go with the charcuterie. Micah had eaten at some swanky restaurant in Boise where they had their appetizers were deviled eggs, which he thought was really unique. You never see that as an appetizer on a menu at a restaurant. So he'd ordered them because he was curious, and he said the eggs were pickled, and then they were deviled. I've never had pickled eggs before. But he thought it was awesome, so he wanted to do that for Thanksgiving. So I pickled the eggs on Sunday. I have a huge jar of pickled eggs in the fridge, just doing the picklings. And when he gets home, he's going to he'll do the deviling of those eggs. But anyway, so I'll let you know if pickled deviled eggs are where it's at, or if it's not, we'll find out. Good time to try a new recipe when you're taking it down to the whole family. Right? Same, Lillian. I've always thought jars of pickled eggs look disgusting. Yeah. I'm kind of not a big fan of. Well, here's the thing. We're getting more than a dozen eggs a day in the chicken coop. And my stomach is pretty intolerant of eggs unless I'm baking with them. So I'll probably eat one of those and hope for the best. So deviled eggs aren't usually my jam anyway for that reason. But my sister's family, I've been taking deviled eggs to stuff quite a bit lately because we have so many eggs. And my sister's family, actually, both of my sister's families are crazy for deviled eggs. And so I'm like, hell yeah, anything to, get more rid of more of these eggs. But every time I take, gosh, I took, I think, 36 eggs, well, half eggs, to a family gathering recently, and they were all gone. Partly because I refused to leave until they ate them all, but anyway, and then I'm in charge of the rolls and the stuffing. So anyway, that's what I'm doing. Ah, Snapple says I use whipped cream cheese instead of mayonnaise and all that. Interesting. I've seen people use mashed avocado too, and I think that's really interesting. Yeah, well, I'll let you know how these deviled eggs turn out, if they were worth it or not. Okay, let's get back to a few things here. Lilia wants to know if she's going to see George while she's in Maryland. I actually feel like there's a pretty good chance you will, and that it will be peaceful. Yeah. I know you didn't ask that part out loud, but I heard it. Jane needs a healing. She said, I've got a pinched femoral nerve that is killing me, please. Oh, my friend. Absolutely. Let's get on that. Okay. So, giving you a good clearing first. Good. And a good grounding. And then I'm just going to call in the ethereal properties of sterling silver. And I'm going to send sterling silver ribbons all the way through you to help heal that inflammation. I'm just going to send those through three times, Jane. And then I'm going to wrap you in a big aquamarine chi ball to just help with that cooling as well. Oh, I'm so sorry you're going through this. Boo. But I'm just going to envision and hold space here with you for that to recede, that nerve to calm down, and for that to stop giving you a problem. Okay. Sherry's wondering if she should change jobs. Actually, Sherry, in the new year, I feel like that is not a bad idea. You've been pretty stuck in this position for a while and wondering if it's time to go. Yeah, I feel like it is. You don't want to jump from the frying pan into the fire, of course. If, obviously you want to find something that's better than what you have. And that's the intention I'm going to hold for you, is something better. But my gut feeling is, yeah, it's about time to make the jump. Okay, Snapple. Anything to help or inform on my ongoing professional or romantic stagnancy? You have such a thick armor around you, and it's not even old. Okay, it is old. It's not like necessarily protective stuff anymore. This is just old shit that's wrapped around you over the years that I think is part of what's holding you back. I will gladly bust that up and clear it out for you, but I don't want to do that without your permission. So I'm going to keep an eye on the chat, and as long as that's okay with you, that is what I will do. Oh, you put curry in your eggs? That's a great idea. I love curry powder in literally anything. Lillian said, shit, I gave away the scarf I made him. He pissed me off. Now I have to make another. Or don't. I mean, your presence is gift enough, my friend. Oh, you're so welcome, Jane. She said, I've been awake for days with searing pain down my left leg. Damn it. The spoils of sitting too long and being front flexible but not back. Oh, dang it. Okay. Yes, Snapple says yes. All right. So let's get going on that. So I'm just going to start at your feet. I'm going to start moving that energy all the way up you. And then that thick outer shell, I'm just going to start expanding your aura, your energy, and we're just going to start breaking that off, breaking it away. So you can envision it kind of like a balloon that has like a not blown up balloon that has a hard shell around it. And as we blow up the balloon, that shell breaks off and falls away. And you can breathe with me here because on my in breath, we're expanding. This is just a combo of old protective stuff, collective energy, stuff that's not even yours. But it's really holding you back. I think from feeling like yourself in general. So cracking that way. Because again, this isn't now stuff, this is old stuff. Okay, just clearing your whole aura now. Putting a ton of light around you. So I'm going to put this tangerine iridescent light around you that is so good for attracting good things to you. Just holding space that helps us to see a shift in stagnancy with relationships and work and just your life in general. Good. Okay, I love the way that feels on you. Good. Okay, lastly, and then I better get going. Tara said her crown could use some attention. Let's get on it. Oh yeah, your crown is enormous. Blown out. I know this is pissing you off because it's keeping you from the creative vibes that you are normally tapped into all the time. And also making you anxious and having a hard time making good decisions. So I'm pulling that way in. You know I can't do that without work looking at your root too. So I'm going to make sure I've got your root good and grounded so that your crown is acting correctly. All right. Your root wasn't bad, but your entire energy body is moving a little bit slow. So I'm just going to speed everything up a little bit so that we can be in sync here. And then, yeah, pulling that crown down quite a bit. And then I'm going to put a Herkimer diamond. So I'm going to call in the ethereal energy of tripping all over it. A Herkimer diamond. I'm going to press that right in your crown to help keep it balanced, but that's really good for physical energy too. Okay, my friend, that is done. All righty. I gotta get. So, thank you guys so much for being here. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for being a part of my spirit family. I appreciate you guys. I love you. Have a great holiday weekend. I, of course, am a professional psychic advisor at 12listen.com. You can find me over there every day, including Thanksgiving. If you ever head over there and you need to talk to me and I'm not present, just do a callback request and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Or a scheduled call, that helps too. Either way. Or hang out, I'll be back, I promise. I hang out over there a lot. So if you need me, again, that's at number12listen.com. Just look for me, Katie Weaver, and I would love to connect with you. Thanks again, you guys. Have a great week. This has been yet another production of The Katie Weaver Show here on 12 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world.